This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Ayman and Kelvin. And joining us in the studio is Sean Tanis for the Market Wrap. So 2018 and 2019 were, you could say, were the years of the US-China trade war. And it appears that 2020 might be the start of the US-China trade truce, right? Because both parties are set to sign an agreement to kickstart that process. So what are some of the details that have emerged so far, Sean?
Yeah, so we can literally hear the sigh of relief across the globe because of this development. We should play a clip for that. Just people like relieved, right? So the phase one US-China trade deal is expected to be signed by both countries later today in Washington. And this is basically seen as a sort of a trade truce for now. We don't know the full contents of the deal yet, but what we can say from the details that's been disclosed so far is that it's expected to include a commitment from China to buy about $200 billion of U.S. goods over 2 years. Mm-hmm. And we are talking about manufactured goods, energy, agriculture products, and services. So analysts are saying this $200 billion is a bit of a stretch for China to reach. So on Washington's side, some concessions have also been made. Also, the U.S. removed China from a list of what they accused of being a currency manipulator. So at this point, the 25% tariff on $250 billion worth of Chinese goods still remain in place. So that's a key highlight of this trade truce, if it happens.
So it seems like a positive development for world markets, and we can see reactions in some stock markets with traders guessing which way to go. Shouldn't news like this just overall be positive?
Yes and no. First of all, it's Donald Trump's word. So this is also a phase one deal, implying that a phase two will happen if it goes according to his whims and fancies at the time. So one must also remember that he could be doing this because it's election year for him in November. Mm-hmm. Also, if the trade war had prolonged, yes, there will be some countries that will benefit because manufacturers might relocate from China to other countries like Vietnam and Malaysia. And that is something many corporates in Malaysia have been counting on in the past. In fact, Vietnam has shown an increase in exports to US, for example. But you have to remember that the trade issue is a global issue. It's borderless, so to speak. So if there had been any negative impact from the US-China trade war over the past 2 years, its supply chain was the one that has faced the most disruption. Mm-hmm. And this is just not good news for businesses. So yes, we do export more to the US, but overall trade volume has come down due to these disruptions. So earlier we spoke to Edward Lee, Standard Chartered's chief economist on ASEAN and South Asia about this development. So this is his comment.
We have to go back to the main tenet of a trade war is that everyone loses. So we say Vietnam benefits the most. Our numbers also show. But it only shows with respect to Vietnam trade with the US. ASEAN's export growth to the world last year contracted 5%. 2018 increased 10%. So my point is trade war on top of supply chain disruption hold back investment sentiment. So everybody loses on an absolute basis. But only on a relative angle, we win a bit. But that absolute basis, we probably lose more. Right? Because Vietnam exports is only doing what? Maybe 7 to 8%? It was doing 16, 17%. So yes, it's exporting a lot more to the US, but to the world, because of the negative impact of the US-China trade war on the world, everybody's selling less to everybody.
That was Edward Lee, Standard Chartered's chief economist on ASEAN and South Asia. Now on to Bursa today. Shares of FGV Holdings were hard fell after their certification was suspended. What's the update on the counter?
Yeah, so FGV shares were sliding earlier today, and this is after RSPO said its complaints panel had suspended the principles and criteria certification process for all uncertified units of FGV Holdings. So RSPO also reimposed its suspension on FGV Holdings Kilang Sawit Serting for non-compliance. So all work on achieving certification at FGV's uncertified management units is suspended as well at this point. And today, over 17.7 million shares traded on the counter, which closed down 4 cents at 1 ringgit and 49 cents.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.